Aleichem, sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus for in Gila Shoshana Bas Nechagittel, the Bracha V'Hatzlacha, B'chol Ma'aseh Yodeha, and for Roshida Ben Peshadina, Yuri Yaakov Medina Chasha, Bracha V'Hatzlacha Chasei Edeim, for Ryan Sobin Ben Rosh Mordechai, Bracha V'Hatzlacha B'chol Ma'aseh Yodav, Hu V'Ishto V'chol V'nei Veso. In the Mishnah on Erchin, on Daf Hey Amud Beis, there's Machlokas Rabbi Yehuda Remeir, if a guy is Ma'arich, if he's allowed to say that he's going to give the value of a certain person to the Beis HaMikdosh. The Mishnah LeMelech, in the 10th parak of Hilchos Melachim, Halacha Zayin, writes that even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that a goy is ma'arich, a goy can make an erech, can say that he's going to give the value of a certain person to the Beis HaMikdash. It doesn't mean that he's chayev to give the value, because a goy isn't musar and bal yachel. Rather, what it means is that when it says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Marich, that if a goy says an erech, he has to give that erech of a certain person, of a certain Jew, his value. It means that if he's mafrish, there's kedusha on the money. Hashem came the Reb Meir, that a goy isn't marich, there's no kedusha on the money, even if he's mafrish midaitos. That's the machlokas according to Mishnah Melech between Reb Meir and Reb Yehuda. According to Reb Meir, when a guy is marich, there's no kedusha on the money. According to Reb, there is kedusha on the money, but not that he's chayav to be mekayim what he said, because for a guy there's no bal yachel avni miluim. In Siman Aleph, Siv Katan Beis is tamei, doesn't understand. Why isn't there kedusha on the money according to Reb Meir? Why is it less than any other kachay bedek habayis that we paskin, that Akum no dev umakdish le bedek habayis, and Akum can make an adava, and he could be makdish to bedek habayis, to temple needs, temple upkeep. So why can't he also be marich? What's the difference? The Mishnah in Beitza on Lamed Vav Amud Beis says that you're not makdish and you're not marich b'Shabbos. The Ran Shabbos Kuf Nun doesn't understand. If so, why are you allowed to obligate yourself to give money for tzedakah on Shabbos? How is that different from ein makdish and b'Shabbos? I'm one on ein makdish and b'Shabbos, but you're allowed to be posek kesef for tzedakah b'Shabbos. Maishna. And for the Ran, Umatzasi b'shem Rabbeinu Chananel, Shelo asur ela hakdish kli yadua, Temechze kemekachu memkar, Avelo asur ela demulchayev atzmo lekavua b'diburo. The only thing you're not allowed to do on Shabbos is to be makdish a kli yadua specifically, because then it looks like mekachu memkar. But to be mechayev yourself tztaka, poskim tztaka, lechayev atzmo lekavua b'diburo, that you're allowed to do. But he says, "Vadayin ain't onachli." But still, I'm not so at peace with this teretz. Da ain ma'arichim lav kli yaduahu. It says, "Ain ma'arichin." You know, to give say erech, and that's not a specific kli. And nevertheless, that's aser ain ma'arichim b'Shabbos. Not only ain makdishim, which is a specific kli, but even ain ma'arichin, which is not a kli. The shulteki barim avodazar yud gimel amad aleph brings the kash of the ran from erchin. And he's miyashev shigam haomer erki alai havalei makdish kli yadua dainu gufo va'atzmo shemakdish al shepodeh achakach mead hektish b'dmei erko. Even when somebody says that my value is on me, he is being makdish a kli yadua. What kli is he being makdish? You guessed it, gufo va'atzmo, that he's makdish. Just afterwards he's podeit with the money he gives for his erech. But we must understand that he is taka giving something mesuyam. He's giving gufo v'atzmo. So says the Alshich in Parshas Bechukosai. Ki al kein amar erki alai leman tochul kedusha al gufo me'en kol davar shehukdash v'nifte. There is kedusha that's chal on his guf, and that's like hekdash that's afterwards redeemed in the Gorai Yehuda and Konshus Hashut and Simin Vav. He brings for Rabbi Nachum Zemer that proves that that's also the opinion of the Rambam, that the Marich is Matpis Kedusha b'Nerach, so he had Pasis Kedusha, and after he words he redeems it with money. So we have Shlosha Ksuvim Hamalamdim Davar Echad. We have the Ra, we have the Shoteki Borim, the Alshich, and last but not least, Rabbi Nachum Zemba, that when you say Ma'arichin Erech, what you're doing is that you're giving the person himself, and then your job is afterwards to redeem him with this money, but there is Kedusha that's Nitfas on the person. So that's the difference. That's why Mitzad Echad Ein Poskin, on one hand you're allowed to be Poskin Tzedakah B'Shabbos, because it's not a Davar Mesuyim, but Ma'arichin is a Davar Mesuyim, this person is a Davar Mesuyim, and it's very Meduktok Lefizeh. What it says in Erechan and Dafav Amid Bey is that if a person is Yotzei Lahareg, Eino Nerach Shenemar Kol Cherem Lo Yifte. Rashi says, if somebody's Yotzei Lahareg, what does Yotzei Lahareg mean? That's Kol Cherem, somebody's Mukhram, the Yotzei Lahareg, they're going out to be killed by the Beis Din. Lo Yipade, Rashi says, they're not included in Pidyon. Mashma, if it says Yotzei Lahareg Eino Nerach, Eino Nerach, we learn Lo Yipade. So this not being nifte, not being redeemed, is erchin. So erchin is redeeming from the kedusha, this kedusha on the person, and then you're being poded this kedusha. It's a beautiful hagdara that we see in Rashi. And the fizeh, we understand the Mishnah Lamelech very well. It writes that according to Rav Meir, says the Dibros HaReel and Siman Aleph, he says that according to Rav Meir, that an akum isn't marich. There's no kedusha at all on the money. Why? He said, why not? He can give something to the Beit HaMikdash, so why can't he be Nekerchen? Why can't he give that money? And the answer is because he's giving it B'Toras Kesef Erkin, and he doesn't stam want to give an Adavah to the Bedek HaBayit. He's giving you Toras Pidyon L'Kedusha Chalav Benerach, and therefore daf according to Rabbi Yehuda that a goy is Marich and he's Matbis Kedusha Benerach, this Kedusha on what he was said he was gonna redeem. So here you have it's shaykh to give kesef erech and b'taras pidyon the kedusha shechala b'nerach. He says that this person is holy, and then he's poded this kedusha. Masha enkein, according to Rav Meir, that an akum is not marich and he's not barred for this kedusha b'nerach. He can make kedusha on the one who's being nerach, on one who's saying he's going to give his value. So memela, there's no shaykh pidyon kedusha, and memela there's no shaykh, it's not shaykh pidyon kedusha. There's no kedusha on the money that he gave b'taras kesef erechin. And a chinam, if you give stam mom to the bedek habayis, it works. But here, where he's trying to redeem the kedusha, it doesn't work because there's no kedusha to redeem because it isn't kadosh in the first place. In the sefer Gerus Shmonim and Siman Memtes, he's tameya. According to the Shulta Giborim, that a marich is matpis kedusha benerach. So we understand bishleim about atzmo yochel atfis kedusha. I understand himself; he could be matfis kedusha on himself. But how is he marich his friend? How is he matpis kedusha? And his friend ain't other makdish davar she'ino shelo. So from here, the Gvur Shimon Yosef Engel proves that he can't be makdish davar she'ino shelo is only when the baal hachefetz is nifsad al yidei hahekdesh. The only time he can't be makdish wasn't belong to is when the owner of the object loses mashen ken bekdushas erechin ain hanerach mafsid machmas hakadusha shechalabo. The person who's being nerach doesn't lose anything because of this kedusha. And in such an instance, we can say very well that Makdish Adam after Rishenu Shalom. However, from the Mishnah Lamelech, it's Muchach that he argues with this Svara, because in Perak Dalet Mehilchos Me'ilah he writes that maybe that there's Me'ilah B'Konamus, that when a person makes a Neder, a Konam, there's Me'ilah, and that Konam is only when he asks a Davar Shalom Al Atzmo or an Al Chavero, when it belongs to him. There we say Dino Kehekdesh because he's by Lamal Chafatav Lakdisham. But if he answers Peres Chavero Alav, maybe there's no Me'ilah because a person can't be Makdish Peres Chavero. So how can there be Me'ilah if it doesn't belong to him? So if a person is also Peres Chavero Alav, the Baal Peres is not Nifsad. That there's Kedusha on his Peres is not Nafgamina for him, only Klapei the Noder. And nevertheless, Mishnah Lamelech holds that he can't be Makdish. Why can't he be Makdish, says the Mishnah Lamelech? Because it doesn't belong to him. Aye, but there's no, the owner doesn't lose out. The answer is, it's Muchach from here, that he argues with the Yisod of the Gevurah Shimon. He holds that, B'chol gavani edo makdish davar she'eino shelo. You can never be makdish, but it's not yours. Even if it's, there's no loss to the owner of the object, l'fizeh, also erchen, you can't be mefarish, that Amarchis Chavero Matvis Kedusha Begufo Yisof Sof Eino Bailim. It can't be Mefarish that if a person is Marich his friend, he's Matvis Kedusha Begufo, because he's not Bailim to do that. So the Mishnah HaMelech can't agree with this Svara. So it's Muchach from the Mishnah HaMelech that he holds that Erechin is not Atfas as Kedusha Pidyon Kedusha like the Shilta Giborim and his group. Rather, it's a nether to give to Bedek Habayis Kesef Erechin. And that's like the Havan of the Ran, Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that a Marich is not like somebody's Makdisha Chayfetz. Rather, it's a Kabbalah Alab Gavra Bilvad Harei Alai. So again, the Mishnah Melech cannot hold of this Svara that you're being Matvis Kedusha in the person, and then you're redeeming that Kedusha, and therefore it's a Davar Misuyam, because he holds that you're not allowed to be makdish davar shein or shelo, even if there's no loss to the owner. And therefore, if you're also peros chavero olav, maybe there's no le'ila, mi'ila, because they ain't adam yochel makdish peros or shel chavero, even though there's no loss to your friend if you make a neder about it, but still, can't do it, it's not yours. So now, the av ne'milum's question is reinstated. Why does Mishnah Melech say that, of course, Rav Meir Amok Akum, a goy, can't be Marich? There's no Kedusha on the money, even if he gives a Midaito. Why not? According to the Mishnah Melech, Erechin is a Stam Nesina LeBedek HaBayis, and an Akum is allowed to give to Bedek HaBayis. So why is it that Akum ain't no Marich? Why is it that according to Rav Meir, an Akum is not Marich, that if he gives the money, the Kedusha is not Chal? We wanted to say it's because he's Matfis Kedusha and then he redeems the Kedusha, and the Goy doesn't have that power to be Matfis Kedusha. And when he does, then there's no holiness in the money. But Rameyer, the Ben Shemel Elch, can't really hold that way, because he doesn't hold that that's Fosses Kedusha. He holds, because you can't be Matfis Kedusha on something that's not yours. Rather, he holds it's Stam like HaKadosha to the Bedek HaBayis. So if it's Stam like HaKadosha to Bedek HaBayis, so why can't you do it? Just like a Goy can be, you know, they have anything to Bedek HaBayis. So it would appear that we can answer based on what it says in the Tanchum and Parshas Bichul Kosai. Av HaAkum, says the Dibros Ariel, based on this Tanchum. Av ha'akum omer b'me ha'kadim Hashem ha'kaf le'elokei marim. Omer lam ha'kadosh baruch hu b'neichem etem b'vakshim l'hakev l'fanai hini b'kashim ikem l'b'neichem l'okor b'neichem ela l'vanai nasati parshas karbanus v'parshas ha'erchen shakar b'nasem chavivim l'fanai. Omer l'kadosh baruch hu l'Yisrael im etem b'vim l'fanai erken shalachem ma'y lechem kilu nafshoseichem ikraftim l'fanai v'kach nemer ish ki yafli neder b'erkecha nefashos l'Hashem. The Medrash says that we want to give to Hashem, and Hashem says back, I don't want you to give me your children. Rather, you have the parasha of Karbanos, you have the parashas of Erechin, and if you bring these Erechin, it's like you're a makriv of your nefesh. So it comes out that Kesef Erechin is not stam midden nidvas mamon lebedek habayis, because we don't find that somebody's menadiv mamon lebedek habayis ma'alav akasuv kilu hikriv nafsho. Elavadai, it's not stam nidvas mamon, rather it's a cheftza miyuchad of Kesef Erechin that's considered like he's being mevi nafsho. It's not stam mamon, it's being makriv nafsho. So according to the Shulta Giborim, it's nifla, because a person's marich is mamish makriv atzmo legavoa, and then he's poded with money, and bimkom atzmo he's giving the money. But even according to the Ran, it's also good. Ran holds, like we saw before in Avodah Zarah, that a marich is not matvis kedusha b'atzmo. But we see akol panim from this medrash, it's not stam in a double base hakinesis. It's a cheftza miyuchad of kesef erchin. It's like he was makriv nafsho. So now we understand the Mishnah Melech very well, that according to Rav Meir, that a goy is not ma'arich, there's no kedusha b'kesef, even though he was ma'afir shmir tzono, And the Avnei Milum was Tamea. Aye, a goy is makdish to Badek Habayis, because a goy is makdish b'toras kesef erchin, lo b'toras stamam on the Badek Habayis. And according to Rav Meir, that a goy is not marich, he's mufka mitaras kesef erchin. And therefore, a kesef that he was makdish b'taras kesef erchin is no kedusha in echinam. If he makdish tam lebedek habayis, there'd be kedusha. But b'taras kesef erchin, he can't. Because what's kesef erchin? Kesef erchin is you were makriv nafshichem lefanai. You were makriv yourself in front of me. So that's what kesef erchin is. And a goy doesn't have that power. Only a Jew has that power. If he gives tam nedav lebedek habayis, that he has the power to do. But he doesn't have the power to be makriv atzmo lefanai. That's what the kesef of erchin is. That's a hakrabat Hashem. So there's no kedusha on that. He's giving it b'taras kesef erchin, which only we can do. We have the special matana. We can be makriv atzmo lefanai HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They don't. So now we understand Rabbi Meir. Why is it that there's no kedusha according to Mishnah Melech? No kedusha is chal on the money that he's makdish for erchin. And the answer is because this is a special Torah's erchin. If you bring me erchin, I'm getting me malah lava kasuf keilu. Naf shosechem mikraftim lufanei makriv nefesh. That only a Jew can do. Not a goy. Erchin. I'm tzad bede kabayis. He can't be makriv. Kesef erchin. But if he gives something to that bede kabayis, then he can. Because stam a goy is allowed to make an adava. But to be matfis kedusha on himself. Like it says that erchin is like some sort of korban, and he's giving it the guy, he's giving it to his erchin, that doesn't work for him, it only works for Jews. So that's one teretz to the Minchas Melech Kasha, and hopefully in the next shiur we will get the second one. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.